Here are Monday's Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with some thoughts from outgoing boss Manuel Pellegrini, and he believes that the upheaval of announcing that Pep Guardiola will replace him as manager in the summer back in February has resulted in City missing out on the chance to really challenge for the title. Well, after beating Chelsea in some style over the weekend, Pellegrini admits that he was frustrated that Manchester City couldn't find that level of performance over the course of the season. And he added, at the start of February, there was news about a change of the manager, about players who will not continue here next season, about a lot of things involved in the minds of all the players. It's not easy for the players when you read in newspapers all the things that will happen next season, all the players who will go out, all the players that will come in. It's not easy for the players to focus their mind. In February, we were involved in all the competitions in the Champions League. We won the Capital One Cup. We were forced to leave the FA Cup, and we were 3 points behind the leaders. So Manuel Pellegrini admitting that the impending arrival of Pep Guardiola has had a destabilizing effect this season. Well, now on to some transfer talk, and it had been claimed that Manchester City had agreed terms with Borussia Dortmund for Ilkay Gundogan, but Dortmund have rejected those rumors. Well, this is what their director of sport Michael Zorkas had to say. I only learnt about this myself from the newspapers. It's nice when you learn about something like this in this manner. We don't comment on transfer rumours. In a bit more transfer talk, City are said to have targeted Paris Saint-Germain's Marquinhos ahead of the summer transfer window, but they will face competition from Manchester United.